Welcome to an exploration of the ideas of Chris Brogan. Now, physically, we're located in Blackrock Castle in Cork in Ireland. That's on the south coast of the island of Ireland, short distance from the sea and on the banks of the River Lee. And I'm sitting here in this cafe, the Castle Cafe, with Roger Overall. Roger, just introduce yourself for a second.
Hello, my name's Roger Overall. If you don't yet know me through Paul's Audio Booze, I'm a documentary photographer, podcaster, video person, you name it.
Okay, and a jolly great human being, but anyway, that's beside the point. So, we're actually going to dedicate ourselves during the day today to looking at somebody else's ideas rather than our own. And we've got in front of us a set of ideas outlined by Chris Brogan. And if you don't know who Chris Brogan is, he's an American with some connection with Ireland. In fact, quite a lot of connections with Ireland. But he's a very influential person in some circles in the United States. And he's a terribly generous and communicative individual over a good long number of years. And he has communicated a set of ideas about platform, the different platforms on which people can present themselves and engage with other people. So we're here to explore that. Isn't that what we're going to do, Roger?
We are, and we're then going to take those learnings and hopefully apply them to our own businesses and actually have some practical applications of what Chris has got to tell us. But first we need to digest what he said.
Yeah, it's not an intellectual exercise, it's a real practical thing. We hope to get action plan out of this, don't we?
We do, absolutely. I hope to get some clarity out of it as well.
So that's where we're going. We're going to do an audio book which stops and starts. We're going to stop it and start it as we go through. So it'll be like an audio diary, and there could well be more than one audio boo during the day about this as we go along. Okay. Right, well look, we might as well start by reading from the top down. Let's actually share what Chris Brogan has to say in his introduction. Roger, give us a read of the start of it. You have a physical copy of it there.
Physical copy of it here. So this is an email that Chris has sent out to his followers, but it is personalised. So it starts, sharpen your potlode, Paul. Potlode is pencil in Afrikaans. And it's also pencil in Dutch, by the way. And in Flemish. There's plenty of talk about platform these days. Michael Hyatt wrote a pretty darn good book about it.
Let me stop you for one second. Do you know who Michael Hyatt is? Have you a clue who he is?
I do.
Okay, we'll boot up that and we'll look at that in a minute, right?
Okay,
before we go. In fact, actually, I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's not go any further than that. We've come to something we don't know. Rather than read on, let's boot up Michael Hyatt. H-Y-A-T. Okay, we see it's MichaelHyatt.com, and he's written Intentional Leadership.
He has, but we're not sure that this is the right Michael Hyatt.
I bet you anything you like it is, but we should check. Actually, yeah, we'll put him in there. But the thing about intentionalness, and that word Jane Boyd uses quite a bit, intention. So, A.J. Leon uses deliberate. I don't know what your word is. I'm not even sure what, you know.
I'm not sure I have.
Purposeful is another word. But this is all about, and what we're looking at. We're looking at a book called Platform, are we?
Yes, Get Noticed in a Noisy World.
Okay, that must be the book we're talking about.
Must be. And now, Michael Hyatt, I can tell from the number of subscribers, which is touching 250,000 subscribers to his blog, has quite a following. So he must be of somebody of substance to have 250,000 followers and also to be mentioned by name in an email, Chris Brogan.
Okay, but tell me, do we know if this is available on Kindle? Can we actually, if we wanted to, download this onto Kindle and have it as a result of today? Because I'm inclined to at least skim the book. I want to read Michael Hyatt's introduction to his own book. Usually people, in my opinion, give away a huge proportion of the value of their book in the introduction. And the rest is the elaboration.
Well, we have the Kindle.
Yeah. Okay, well, I got to have some action points out of today, and one of my action points, how much does it cost on a kilo, by the way?
About $11.60. Not about $11.60, exactly $11.60.
Okay, I'm going to call that $12. So I got to pay $12 to get, what's the name of the book again?
Platform Get Noticed in a Noisy World.
Okay, easy to remember, Platform. It is actually a very noisy world we live in, isn't it? I mean, to actually get some... You blog away, you put out stuff, you do Insta... I mean, by the way, how many platforms are you on, Roger? Let's get this out in the open. List your platforms.
List my platforms.
Yeah, go on, quick, off the top of your head,
so
without thinking.
I have one website.
You have one
website. I have two of my own blogs. I have one...
What are they about?
Shared blog.
What are the blogs about?
One is about documentary photography.
Photos, yeah. And the other one is about food, isn't
food.
It?
Yes.
Right, okay.
I have one shared blog, which is about professional photography.
Okay, pro photography. Is that Circle of Confusion?
It is.
Okay.
I have three podcasts.
What are they about?
Two are about photography, one is about food.
Okay. One food, two photo... You have an Instagram.
I'm on Instagram. I have a Facebook page.
You have a Facebook page. I never look at your Facebook page at all. You're on Twitter.
Coincidentally, nor do I. My wife runs that for the business. I hate Facebook. Anyway, I'm on Twitter.
You've just lost half of our blooming audience.
No,
you know?
I said I didn't. I didn't. I hate Facebook. I didn't say I hate the audience.
Go on.
I'm on Twitter.
Are you on Pinterest?
Audio. I'm on audio.
You're on audio.
I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Bambooza.
What's that?
That is a video version of audio.
Okay.
I'm on YouTube. Oh, this is getting ridiculous now.
Is that all?
Yes, it's...
Are you on Vimeo?
I am on Vimeo, although that is fairly...
Are you on Posterous, that was?
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, I'm on... I am also...
Are you on Quora? Are you on Path?
No.
Keep going. What else are you on? You're on LinkedIn. I wrote that down.
I'm on Flickr.
You're on Flickr, yes. Are you on one of the competitors with Flickr?
No.
Right.
No, I'm not.
Are you on any
on
other? Are you on Sound? Are you on any other sound platform? You're on SoundCloud.
No.
See, if somebody Googles you, they get
all over. Right?
They could get, and they are a SoundCloud person, so they put in SoundCloud Roger Overall.
Because of the podcasts, I'm also on iTunes. In fact, then I'm also.
Are you in the Kindle store?
I'm in the Kindle store. I have a book in the Kindle store.
Okay, that's enough, because we don't want people to be listening to what you think about. I'll just quickly run through. Yeah, I got a website. I got several blogs. We'll say four. I'm on Audioboo, but I don't have any podcast. I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on LinkedIn, I'm not on Bambooser, I'm on YouTube, I'm not on Vimeo that I can remember, although I might have something there. I'm on Flickr, I'm not on SoundCloud, I'm not on iTunes, and I have a book in the Kindle store, and I haven't been thinking if I have anything else other than that. Does Chris Brogan list what he's on?
Yes, he does. Chris has a website.
Right, what's that?
He's on chrisbrogan.com.
Okay.
He's on Twitter.
Yeah, we follow him.
He's on Google Plus.
Are you on Google
I'm
Plus,
on Google
Roger?
Plus.
So am I.
Well,
and how come we didn't think of that?
Interesting point.
Go on.
He has Success Magazine, which I think is a magazine he writes for. He has other magazines that he writes for when asked, which to me indicates that Success Magazine is a regular column. Kitchen Table Talks, I don't know what they are.
They're his emails.
Oh, they're his emails.
I would guess they're his emails.
Right. Well, I don't get his emails other than from you. I should really subscribe myself. He's on the SCRT show.
All right, that's a show, right, okay.
He has a podcast launching soon called the Human Business Works.
Yeah,
podcast.
I actually want to find out how soon, but go on.
And he speaks at conferences. Oh, I've also spoken.
Well, I speak too.
And me too.
We both speak, right. Okay, we'll pause this now for a minute. Now, we paused the audio boo in order to do a little kind of gathering of notes at this end. And I went through my iPhone and to see what I'm on, and I'm on several other blogs, and we came up with a couple of things, Roger, didn't we?
Mm.
New things that we hadn't thought of.
We did. One is a bit of lateral thinking, that's commenting on other blogs.
Comment, that's a platform.
That's a platform, so...
Absolutely.
And then, of course, the biggie that we're both very much sort of...
Shocked to have forgotten.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I don't know, there were two we were shocked. I'm not sure if we recorded our shock at forgetting Google Plus.
Yes.
But then there's Listly.
Yes, Listly, that's the new platform, really.
Nick, we're sorry we forgot.
I put an awful lot of effort into Listly. And there I am drawing up a list, and it would be, if I had to reorganize my list of things, I'd be putting Listly right up at the top.
We need a Listly list.
We what?
We should do a Listly list of what?
Of a Listly list of all of our platforms.
Sure.
Of the platforms we're on, right. A social one, and invite other people to list the platforms that they're on.
Yes, so we get a comprehensive...
And then we find out what other people are on. We should, do you know what we should do? We should email people, because, you know, people are only getting used to listening. We should email, we should make up a list at some stage today of our community, right? Our community, right? And we email those people and we say, we'll put up a list on Listly of all of our platforms. We invite you to add your list to that list, right? But we lose email to draw, to attract people, if you like, to our list. Because if we just put it up,
nobody
several of
it,
the
yeah.
most key people will are not on Listly and whatever, but we'll use two... Actually, here's a point about another platform.
Email
is a platform.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, that's proven by the fact that we're looking at a Chris Brogan email.
Yeah.
Okay, so look, just on the face of it, we're on about 16 platforms each, right? Roger's now counting them, in one hand is the drink.
21.
He's on 21 platforms, right? Right, so there isn't that much between us, right? Right, 21 platforms.
Crazy.
And okay, is there a strategy? I mean, there's no problem being on 21 platforms if you're actually...
If you have a reason for being on there, and you know why you're on there, and who you're trying to connect with, and what you're trying to say. But I know...
And if you have an infinity of time,
yes,
that will be an issue, right? If you have an infinity of time, you can service these platforms. Because for each of these platforms, there is an audience. And for that audience, that is the thing that matters.
Yeah.
So, for example, if I put up one audiobook a moment, right... The audiobook community is not going to think I'm making much valuable contribution, right? But it's another platform, right? So if I do one thing on Facebook, and that's all I do on Facebook, the Facebook community isn't going to hold me in, you know, they're not going to, they might be interested, if I'm terribly famous, they'll be interested in my one.
So are we saying, in effect, that unless you can service all of these wonderful 21 or 16 platforms properly, that actually you're much better off reducing your platforms, your number of platforms?
I think that's getting to decisions too quickly. Well, what, in terms of analysis, I think it is actually this, that the reality is that every person is likely to be on loads of platforms these days, right? The key thing is, number one, you need to be aware of what platforms you're on, because you've got no control if you're not, right? Secondly, it is certain that you can't be on all of them equally, so, you know, the Pareto's law, 80-20 applies. We got to find the 20% of your platforms that will give you 80% of your value, right? So we got to apply the 80-20 law of unequal distribution to it. But the other thing then is that we have, I think it means that it is a good thing to participate, get alongside, help certain communities grow and gain value from it, and don't spread yourself so thinly that you add value nowhere.
Well, I think the fundamental principle of participating online in what form or shape whatsoever is what somebody called Pat Flynn always says, is you must make the internet a better place.
A better place.
Yes.
Make the internet a better place. I always thought I'm here to make society a better place. That's an interesting one. I had never thought about that, Pat Flynn, in case you're listening. Make the internet, you see, it's true. Making society a better place these days is not just about making those kids' life better out there, but it's actually about making the internet better.
And if we're talking about the noise that's being created, and the noise that you have to cut through to be found, well, a lot of that noise is being created by superfluous non-content, in a way, which is not making the internet a better place and therefore is not benefiting society one iota.
But also, if I pop up and I do one single photograph on Instagram for sake of argument, right, I'm creating noise, aren't I? I mean, I'm not offering a relationship. I'm putting one photo up.
Depends what the picture's of.
Yeah, all right. You would love... Okay, so if Chase Jarvis could put up a particular photograph of something, you know, and he was only to put one photograph on Instagram, right, would you be interested?
I mean, let's face it, you put one picture up and it's of the Second Coming.
All right.
But if it's just one photograph of what you had for breakfast 6 months ago, then that's not really benefiting anybody.
Okay, look, we've got a number of things to do, haven't we?
We've got a hell of a lot to do. It's getting more and more.
We've only got to the title of Chris Brogan's email. What's coming next?
We've actually read the first sentence.
And we have identified a book that we haven't read.
That we haven't read. And then the next sentence is about a book that isn't published yet.
Before we carry on with this audio boo, how long have we got? We've got 3 moments. What is the book that isn't yet published then?
That is Chris Brogan's new book with Julian Smith, out in October, called The Impact Equation.
I have to tell you, I found Julian Smith's book, The Flinch, about the easiest title I could have to remember, right? So I am able then to work with Julian Smith's book, and Trust Agents was incredibly easy to remember. I have to say, I do not find the title. What's that book again?
The Impact Equation.
I have to try and remember that, because I'm so looking forward to it, right? And I can't remember the title. The Impact Equation. T-I-E. Tie. Okay, this is it, right? The impact equation is going to tie everything together, Roger, right? Right? Tie. Isn't it?
It is.
Right? We write the book for Chris Brogan and Julian Smith without ever reading it, right? But the point is that the hashtag has to be tie, right?
Yes. Yes,
you know?
It does, yep.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
In my mind, anyway, it's going to be T-I-E, the impact equation, right? We should find out who the publisher is. Anyway, Chris Brogan and Julian. But anyway, the point is, I will now remember the impact equation easily forever, right? We've got to tie everything together. And we're talking about having to tie all of our platform together. Very clever that Chris Brogan would invent, and Julian would invent a title of a book and then proceed to justify it by saying you need things that are tied together. No, thank you very much. We've been just offered a free refill of coffee. Roger, we have another minute and 20 seconds. Do you want a break or do you want to add something at this stage?
I think we should break.
Thank you.